Yo, and welcome to my presentation about Secure Boot user space tooling. We'll talk a little bit about what the current state is, what I've been trying to do to improve it, and why Secure Boot is difficult. So my name is Morten Linnerud. I go by the nickname of Fox Baron. I work as a security engineer at Defendable, and I've been a free and open source software developer since around 2013. Since 2016, I've been contributing to the Arch Linux distribution, where I've been doing security advisory work, tracking security vulnerabilities. I also do reproducible builds, figure out how we can do bit-for-bit identical builds of packages. And I also do a lot of packaging in sort of like the Go space and the container space. I also care a lot about supply chain security, and that's where my main interest from Secure Boot stems from. So Secure Boot is it's terrible, but it's a shame because Secure Boot is terrible for the wrong reasons. And a lot of this stems from the complexity of the current tooling. So if you want to write if you want to figure out how to encrypt a disk, you'd figure out that, oh, I just format it and then you open it. And that's easy. Like if you do a new installation, it's trivial to remember those commands. It's sort of self explanation explanatory explained explanatory, and it's not really hard. If you want to like figure out how you enroll your own Secure Boot keys, you end up with like either the Gentoo Wiki, Rod Smith's Controlling Secure Boot Guide, or like the Arch Wiki Secure Boot page. And all of these are fine, but they're extremely long articles. They can contain a lot of implementation details, and it's easy to make mistakes. So if you were to set up Secure Boot, you'd need three keys, which is a platform key, which is sort of like the main thing that controls the platform, key exchange keys, which authorizes the key that can sign your EFI executables, and you also want a database key, which is sort of the key which does the signing itself. And to do this, you sort of make three keys with OpenSSL. You also do a dir key, which while making this presentation, I don't know why you do it. I forgot, but apparently you need the dir key as well. And people copy paste all these commands. So all of these commands are virtually the same across the Gentoo Arch Wiki pages because they're all copied from the Rod Smith guide. And you see this because it's at 3,650 days expired on the keys, and usually they all have our RSA 2048 bit strength. Then you create a UID, which